new Rolling Stones documentary, Shine a Light, hit theaters Friday, and it's made our friend Jesse Kornbluh think about a line in an interview with Keith Richards he read. Jesse keeps tabs on books, music, and movies for us, and he joins us now from a studio in Nashville. So, Jesse, what did Keith Richards say in that interview?
Keith Richards shined a light, if you will, on Ian Stewart, and he said, you know, people think it's Mick's band or my band. He said, it's not. It's Stu's band, and we're just keeping it together for him.
So who is Ian Stewart, Jesse?
He's the co-founder of the Rolling Stones. That's all. Brian Jones put an ad in Jazz News in 1962. Ian Stewart, a honky-tonk blues pianist, answered it. He was immediately hired. He had a job, so he had a phone. He could deal with gigs. He had a van, so he could drive a group around. And soon Mick, Keith, Bill Wyman, and Charlie Watts joined Brian and Ian, and there were a six-person Rolling Stones.
So he's the sixth stone.
No, he was very careful to say he was the second stone.
Oh, I see.
But on the other hand, he was a very generous soul, because just a year later, as the Stones were just beginning to make a little inroad, Andrew Luge Oldham, the manager, said, you know, six people are on stage, and that really doesn't work. Pop music is not a memory test. It's an escape and an entertainment. But there was another problem, a deeper problem with Ian Stewart. You know, when you think of the Rolling Stones, you think of these art school outlaws, you know, late-night banditos.
Totally.
Ian Stewart wore Lacoste shirts, chinos. He liked to play golf. He was as regular as rain and completely not interested, you know, in the kind of image that the Stones presented. So, and indeed, he couldn't have it.
He was a square, and squares don't roll.
Yes, he was described as having a Popeye torso and a square jaw. I mean, he didn't look as if he was in the same band, except he was the conscience of the group, because the group's aim really at that time was to be the best blues band in the world, not the best rock and roll band in the world. Hmm. And he was so pure that he would not play a song that called for minor keys. You know, he would say, I'm sorry, I'm sitting that out. You'll have to get someone else.
Oh, what a dork. Sorry.
Oh, no. Pas de tout. In May of 1963, when he was removed as the pianist, he was invited to be the road manager, and he had the great heart to accept, and he performed that job admirably for the rest of his life.
Wow.
He was, in essence, the platform on which the Stones danced.
So this was not a proud guy. He gave it up and went on to drive the bus for the Stones, I guess.
Exactly, and make sure that the hotel was right and that the groupies could be kept at bay. And occasionally, when the song pleased him, he played on it.
He, in fact, played on one of their biggest hits. He played Honky Tonk Piano here on Brown Sugar. Gotta listen carefully. So, Jesse, you can hear the piano in there.
Well, you can rarely hear the piano in the Rolling Stones, because the Stones went on to be the world's greatest rock and roll band. And it turned out, really, to be all about Mick and Keith. But when he died, Mick said, Stu was the one guy we tried to please. Charlie said, now there won't be anybody to sneer at us. And he had a really special function, which was, before they went on stage, there was a line he shouted to them, a line of discouragement that I couldn't say on any radio station. But let's just say it was very useful for an egomaniac like Mick Jagger to hear a line of discouragement that strong.
I need to know what he said.
Well, I'll say what he said. And okay. It was, right, my little showers of blanks, you're on. He never fell for the rock and roll life. He loved to play golf. He would book the Stones to their fury in hotels that were near golf courses, not near nightclubs. He kept the same friends he had all his life. He died tragically in 1985 at the age of 47 in his doctor's office of a heart attack. And the Stones dedicated the next album, Dirty Work, to him, and at the end put 30 seconds of just Stu playing piano on it.
Let's hear it. Jesse Kornbluth writes about his picks for music, literature, and movies at his website, headbutler.com. Thanks, Jesse.
A pleasure to shine a light.